Tourism specialist Roseanne Myers believes there is a lot of scope for Barbadians to experience the local tourism product.
We still have people working in hotels on the South Coast that would never have worked in a hotel or experienced a hotel on the West. So one of the things that we've had discussions about is a concept which certainly I've used in Atlantis over many years called Tourists for a Day. And I actually mooted it in my proposal to the National Transformation Initiative as one of the ways to earn revenue during this time by offering what is essentially a staycation, a daycation, or an excursion specifically to hospitality workers so that they can speak about the product broader, in a broader sense than they would have experienced in the property they might have worked in for 20 years. So the concept really is certainly what we have done, and it addresses the matter that we spoke about before, is we get in a bus together and we plot a path and we go to three or four properties that most of us have never been into, so that when you see those guests, especially the ones very upmarket, and you see those guests, you absolutely know what they have experienced in the property that they're in. They may be rich. This is, we say this among ourselves, I have a bunch of money, but we roll wrong in that same bed last summer. So we went, for example, all the staff, we went to Port St. Charles, went into the villas, we took the boat right to the, didn't know that existed, threw the boat to the villa, got out, went into the villa, then we went to Port Ferdinand, and we did the same, marble floors, big lush beds. But it gives you a different perspective then when you see people that say, oh, I'm staying at that fabulous property. One, you have a conversation point, and I've heard it. Oh, I've been there, and I see the look on the guest's face. Oh, you've stayed at Port Ferdinand? Yeah, we were there for a couple of hours. Yeah, you know, it was really nice. And the marble on the floors and the particular penthouses are pretty, you know, whatever the rooms are. It's pretty spectacular, that all white, whatever. You should see how people respond when they now see you almost like you have the experience of the product almost like a tourist. And we feel it is very important because it takes some of the mystery away for those people working in the sector to be able to experience even on a two-hour basis what the people coming to Barbados with lots of money are experiencing. So that Tourist for a Day concept really attempts to take a West Coast person to a South Coast hotel, a South Coast person to a West Coast property, see the standards, you see the different culture in the different properties, and it opens your mind to what basically the guests coming to Barbados are experiencing from a wide range. The same thing will happen for a Barbadian who is not working in the industry, but I want to suggest that as a strategy and as something to help us to earn revenue during this time, those cross, that kind of cross-pollination of hospitality cultures between the up, the middle, and the lower market. You know, what is it really to stay in a villa? Why is it that villas are so much in demand? I mean, you go into a villa and you are perhaps feted by that villa, the butler and whatever, you then understand the level of service you're competing with. So I strongly, strongly believe that that is one of the strategies that if we embrace this disruption, we will be able to do things like that that we wouldn't have an opportunity to do. The one that we're going to do specifically as Atlantis, we will go out on a bus, places that we really don't know very well, but we're going to go with Ronnie Carrington as an extraordinary photographer. And because we have embraced the concept of digital marketing and social media marketing, everybody is an ambassador and can take that picture with a guest that could go viral. And therefore, we wanted to have Ronnie Carrington, with his expertise, not only show us Barbados and give us a chance to get out, but actually to help us to learn a little bit about what it takes to capture that perfect shot.
Roseanne Myers of Atlantis Submarine, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.